Drawn by the lure of land and new opportunity, the homesteaders of the 1880s came from every walk of life. The people fleeing the failed gold fields of California and the crowded immigrant tenements of the East Coast were a mixed lot. Young and old, black and white, they came on a gamble. Getting there was a gamble. The trails to the homestead lands were well marked with the fresh graves of children and adults who would never reach their destination. Scattered fragments of shattered glass lay below the rotting windowsill as the wailing winds off Dead Man's Cove feverishly whipped frayed, torn curtains towards the vast, dark center of Captain DeLong's study. As we hold our candles to illuminate his portrait within the twisted, dust-laced frame, the glaring void from within his dark, sunken black eyes begins to tell a tale of daunting horror and deceit. My first hike into the Adirondacks was over 10 years ago. My eyes fell upon a large mountain peeking through the high tops of sturdy, lush pine trees. It was here that I spent my time camping, fishing, and hiking in a land untouched by man. I've returned to this secret spot of mine to the joy of finding it as I've left it year after year. Hi, I'm Edward B. Jones, and thank you for listening.